Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Who takes every kind of people?
Yes.
To make what life's about, yeah.
Good morning. We, as usual, have a ton of show, and we'll get to about a third of it. None bigger than in the Senate. Democrats have a sit-in. It was showing pizza being delivered in the middle of the night for them. Our topic today, what is the creepiest thing your ex ever did? I've got one. Most everybody does. You won't believe what crawled into an Australian woman's bedroom with her. David Shoups, we're following the trial with Led Zeppelin. It probably will conclude this week. Oh, God, I've got the creepiest Dear Amy. 5 seconds for $45. Oh, this is funny. So we are the FM station for the Rams. And so I told Danny, get some Rams fun facts. I meant Rams football. Danny got me fun facts about an actual ram, the animal. So I will share them. I mean, if he took the time to get them, then I'm going to share them. Three reasons today doesn't suck. Kotz continues finding the fastest fast food. She heads to Taco Bell, and then she's going to rush over to Burger King because Burger King has introduced a Cheeto that has macaroni and cheese inside of it. It's a fat bomb, and we can't wait to try it. So she'll stop by and get a bunch. Peter Burton's going to be on the air today for 5 hours. He is our general manager. The great Lucy Walsh is in today and tomorrow while Gina enjoys a vacation. And a father places an ad in the local newspaper to get his 48-year-old son a wife, and the son didn't know about it. All of this is coming your way on Mark in the Morning. So Gina is on vacation somewhere in Mexico. She'll probably come back with that Zika virus because it's everywhere. And we're going to be talking about amoebas. Something nuts happened in North Carolina. I'll guide you through it. But Lucy Walsh came in on the show to promote a movie she was in. What was the movie?
Mother's Day, directed by Gary Marshall.
Oh, Gary Marshall is the biggest joy of my life. I love that man. Bigger than that, I love the way he says dog, because he goes, you dog.
You dog.
You dog. So Lucy was in, and she immediately grooved into the show. She's a natural at this. And as soon as we finished that show, I told Danny, get Lucy to fill in while Gina is out. So she'll be here today and tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. I'm great. Thank you, Mark. I agree. I totally melded with the show last time. It was brilliant, and I'm happy to be back.
Well, happy to have you back.
Co-hosting. Can I say that? Am I co-hosting with you?
That's exactly what you're doing, yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, what are you currently working on?
Oh, my God. Well, I got an hour of sleep last night because I was in acting class until 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I was so excited to come here. I couldn't sleep. But I'm working on Shakespeare, where my theater group and I are opening with Much Ado About Nothing in about 4 weeks here. So we're in go mode for Shakespeare, trying to figure out what the heck we're saying.
Well, I was telling Lucy, I did Hamlet for 7 months. It was a five-hour show, two intermissions, and here I am, a redneck from Alabama playing King Claudius.
And did you know what you were saying?
Not a word.
Yeah, well, the show would have been a lot shorter than 5 hours if you did.
Just rush it. Just try to get the words out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly. It can either be 5 hours or an hour and a half. It's up to you. So I'm really busy with Shakespeare right now.
The unnamed man in Sweden who has lived in a one-room flat for 28 years was served with an eviction notice by his landlord after complaints that he vacuums in the nude for 2 to 5 hours at a time, long stretches of that on his balcony of his apartment. He has been accused of playing loud music, which he argues is needed to drown out the sound of the vacuuming.
Brilliant.
Now, Lucy, when you vacuum, is it nude?
Yeah, actually, sometimes I forget to put clothes on, and then the blinds are open, and I'll look over, and there's just the whole line of people, you know, looking in. Yeah.
I like the fact that you forget to put clothes on.
I do, and I'll look over. Really, it's happened a couple times in my place.
Now, Lucy, there's only one answer to this. When you sleep, what are you wearing?
You know what? It's funny you ask that, Mark, because I have this thing where if I sleep naked, I have nightmares.
Really?
Yes. Honestly, it's like a technical thing. Really. And I think it's because growing up in California, you're in earthquake territory, right?
Right.
And so my parents always told me, sleep with your clothes on, because when the big one hits, which it did, and it was, what, 4 a.m. when it hit? And I flew out of bed across the room. And I had clothes on, thank God. But I think now that's still in my mind, so I always sleep in, like, full garb.
See, I can't, because when you turn, it gets wrapped around me, and I can't. Now, when the big 94 earthquake hit,
yeah,
it was
exactly.
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was in the shower because I had to go to Mark and Brian. The earthquake hit. It throws me out of the shower, and as I'm falling to the ground, the lights went out.
Oh, my God.
I then, my wife, we got all our kids. We got downstairs. 20 minutes later, I realized I was walking around my kids completely naked, covered in soap.
Honestly, that's what that morning was like. It was like mayhem.
Keith Richards has posted on his website a video of himself responding to a question from one of his fans. Quote, if you go back in time and are credited for writing any song, what song would it be and why?
I would have to go back to Are You Lonely For Me, Baby. That to me is the most superb R&B song. To beat that, I'm trying. I'm going for it.
And here's the song. Lucy, what is the best live concert you've ever seen?
Oh, my God. Probably Mumford & Sons.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wow, the whole place was just electrified and jumping. And I saw them at, what's that, the Palladium?
I was there.
Yeah, you were. Oh, my God.
Do you remember what they did at the end?
No.
Where they cut off all the amps, and they decided to play their last song with no amps, just acoustic guitars, no microphones.
I do remember that.
It was amazing.
Amazing. And then my next favorite is Keane. Keane is like my favorite, but those two are my favorite bands. And just live, I mean, the lead singer of Keane was just like wanting to take his heart out of his chest and give it to the audience. He was so connected and emotional, and they're just excellent live. I love those bands.
That's one of the areas where acting and music connect.
Yeah,
because in both of those worlds, as an actor or as a musician, if you really mean it, the audience knows it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, are you a big concert goer? Do you go to a lot or just every now and then?
I have been exposed to a lot of music in my life, obviously, and I've seen probably 500 Eagles shows, which is a gift in itself. Mm. But these days, because I'm so busy with my career, I don't get out much. I'm like, I live at the theater if I'm not, you know, sleeping at home to go back to the theater. So I haven't been getting out the last couple years as much as I'd like.
I did this just to take my wife, but we went. I took her to see Bruno Mars.
He's phenomenal.
Because I always thought Bruno Mars was just the guy. The group is Bruno Mars. All six of them are up there dancing, and I mean they blew me. I would go see them again right now.
Oh yeah, and he's very influenced by the oldies, the old way, you know, all that, the R&B, the soul, the Motown, all that. He really brings that to the young generation.
He's got a James Brown funk to him.
He's amazing.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do, and I thought we would do a couple things here. First, I want to talk about America's Got Talent. There was a singer, a 16-year-old cancer survivor. Her name is Calista Bevier. And she performed a song called My Fight Song, which is by Rachel Platten. And it just brought the house down. But it was really emotional because if you listen to the words and know that she was fighting, you know, and survived cancer, it's just really heartbreaking, very emotional moment in America's Got Talent. So here we go.
And all the-
those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them aloud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm more right song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes.
So I put the whole performance up on Mark and Maureen's Facebook page.
And, you know, as Lucy and I were talking 5 minutes ago, in acting and in music, when you mean it, the crowd knows it. And that's a prime example of that.
Yeah. And the judges were, you know, in tears. Simon was very emotional. It was just a very moving moment on that show. Very
that's cool. Incredible. Yeah. That, you know, I think a lot of us take for granted what survival really means. But that song has been definitely there for me on days when I was down. You know, I drive around screaming that song all the time. It's important to have songs like that, you know.
And if there's any one thing I preach, we take for granted our health. And
absolutely,
I tell everybody, every day that you wake up healthy, embrace that thing. Carpe diem.
Seize it. That is a gift. Yeah. Seriously.
Let's do some jokes now. Here's Conan O'Brien and Seth Meyers with a couple of funnies here for you.
Donald Trump really went after Hillary Clinton today.
Yeah.
Gave a big speech. In a speech today, Donald Trump blasted Hillary Clinton, calling her a world-class liar and the most corrupt person to seek the presidency. Yeah. Trump then said, wait a second, I think I'm in love.
A New York woman has reportedly filed a federal lawsuit against Donald Trump over claims that he assaulted a minor in the early 1990s. But in Donald's defense, Kevin McAllister should not have been dicking around the plaza alone.
That's Home Alone 2.
Nearly 1 million adults in the U.S. are in a same-sex marriage. Yeah, that's compared to the nearly 40 million adults in a no-sex marriage.
There you go. There's your Mike TV.
Big dog.
Now, if you just joined us, Lucy Walsh is filling in. She's an actress. She's filling in for Gina, who's on vacation today and tomorrow. Now, I'm going to take just a minute here. We have to check something. Whenever we're doing a show, and if we're in the middle of a break, and I need to tell Mikey something, or Jackie, or Danny, I have what is known as a talkback button. When I push that button, and I've got one for each person on the show. And when I push that button, like if it's Mikey's button, only Mikey will hear me in his headphones. You won't hear me. But we have reason to doubt that Mikey's works back to me. So I'm about to push mine and say something to Mikey. None of you will hear it. Here we go. I'm going to do it now.
Hey.
Okay, so you heard me?
Yep.
What did I say?
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
All right, now you push yours. Now, Lucy, you shouldn't be able to hear him.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Lucy, did you hear him say that?
Not on the mic.
Well, then it works.
Okay. What'd I say to you?
I hate you.
Yep.
Okay, so it works.
Yeah, awesome.
All right.
I'm going to whisper sweet nothings to you all the time.
Oh, don't, please.
I don't have any of those cool buttons. Where's mine?
Well, you do. They're right in front of you.
Oh. I'm just going to start pressing things. Let's see what happens.
I think your paper
we might
is
lift off here.
It. No, maybe not. No, I'll show you.
I have nothing. I just have a bare tabletop and a cold cup of coffee.
Lucy only had an hour's sleep last night. Apparently, she was at acting class until 3 a.m.
Yeah, I study with Gloria Gifford, is my amazing coach, and we always stay at the theater till all hours of the morning, just being actors and crazy.
Well, I guess you love it then, because I don't do anything at 3 a.m.
I love it. I'm a night owl, so this works for me.
All right, now, we're going to share something with you coming up. Ben Affleck was apparently on this talk show, and he was bloated, red-eyed, and a lot of people are saying that he was drunk. Now, the interview was filled with F-bombs, and Danny has pulled the clips, and he's double-checking that he got every single one of them, because last time he let one slip. So we'll play it for you. You decide, is Ben Affleck drunk?
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Hi, Mark. I feel so close to you ever since you and I co-hosted together yesterday. Thank you for the opportunity to feel the thrills of live radio. It was awesome. By the way, I was naked the entire time. I have a favor to ask. My mom, Sherry, is a huge fan of yours. I had every intention of asking you to give her a shout out on the air, but in the rush of radio business, I forgot. My mother is a filthy whore, and she needs to be told that. I helped you by filling in for Gina. Will you please give my filthy whore mother a proper Mark Thompson shout out? Sherry, your daughter is a slutty pig, which means you are also a slutty pig, and you're old. So I'm imagining when you have sex, dust flies up. But have a great day. And I would do
my Lord.
We are now joined by Sal Cerencioni, senior editor for the Premier Radio News and Prep. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Really good. How are you?
Hey, Sal.
I'm good. Good morning, Lucy. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Well, since you got Meatloaf Q there, we'll start with him. He's got a new album coming out September 16th. All it right. is called Braver Than We Are. It reunites him with Jim Steinman, of course, the man behind the songs of Bat Outta Hell. And the first single is called Going All the Way, and that reunites him with Ellen Foley, who, of course, sang on Bat Out of Hell on the song Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And I know, Mark, you have the song there, so why don't we listen to a little bit of Going All the Way.
Sometimes it's the night, and the way it seems to cry. And whisper terrifying secrets in your ear. Sometimes it's the day.
I feel like I'm watching bad opera.
Mark's face, your face. It's not like Phantom of the Opera, which I love. It's in its
way. Okay, so there's that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I said last night when I was pulling the bike, getting ready to send to you. I'm like, oh no, not too good.
Now, wait, yes. How did it turn out with him in the hospital? Was it just exhaustion?
Yeah, just exhaustion, and he should be resuming the tour shortly. He's usually good for this every tour, pretty much. It's either his voice goes or he collapses on stage. It's quite theatrical.
Touring is tough, people.
Touring is
it's
tough.
It's not as easy as it looks.
You would know. You'd have some pretty good horror stories to tell us, I am sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Led Zeppelin, of course, I'm not going to get too much into this because my colleague for the last 23 years, Dave Shulps, will be coming up here shortly. But basically, it is now in the hands of the jury. I am talking about the Led Zeppelin plagiarism case with the band Spirit over whether or not Spirit should get credit for the song Stairway to Heaven. The jury, it went to the jury yesterday. They are deliberating. They will be resuming that this morning. And again, my colleague, as I mentioned, Dave Shulps, will be coming up. And Mark, you should mention to Dave, he goes way back with the band. Ask him about a little trip he took with them in the 70s.
Now, you've heard it, Sal. In your opinion, does the prosecution have a case?
You know, in my opinion, it does sound similar. But, you know, the defense says that you'll hear those chords, that workings in many songs throughout history. So, you know, they break it down. That's what they have these musicologists for.
Yeah, it's very technical. It's very specific. I've dealt with that a lot. And it's like down to the number of notes in succession that you have. Like they can nail you on it. Or if you're one note shy of what is, you know, required to be plagiarism, you won't get nailed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Zeppelin's attorney, Pete Anderson, says. He says that the musical pattern is found throughout countless songs throughout history. And, of course, you know, the plaintiff's attorney is saying that the band has selective memory and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I mean, what are they going to say? Yes, we did. No, they don't want to give up a share of the money. So, anyway, Vinyl, the HBO show that is produced by Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese, is gone. HBO has canceled it after 1 year. It was considered both a critical and ratings flop. I know one of the people who did not like it was David Crosby. He would rail against it constantly on his Twitter page. And so that is done and over with. I reached out to Mick Jagger's spokeswoman yesterday for a comment, and all I got back was an LOL. So
I have a buddy who was... I have a buddy who was really pumped about it, and he saw the first episode. He just said it sucked.
People said it started to get good, like the third or fourth.
You usually want to come out of the gate pretty strong if you want people to come back.
That's true.
And, that's a good way to go.
And finally, Sting and Peter Gabriel, they have started their tour together. It started on Tuesday night in Columbus, Ohio. And this is kind of interesting because instead of Sting doing a set while Gabriel's backstage and vice versa, they're actually on stage together the entire time. And they, you know, kind of trade off songs and occasionally Sting will sing backgrounds on one of Gabriel's songs, vice versa. Sting will even take the lead on a Gabriel song and vice versa. So check it out. It's on. They're on the road this summer. Again, it's the Sting and Peter Gabriel Rock, Paper, Scissors Tour, which is in Washington, D.C. tonight, Thursday. I'm sorry, I do not have the Los Angeles date in front of me. And that is all I have for today. So for Premier Radio Networks based out of New York City, this is Sal Cerincione.
It is time now for
Jackie's Throwback Thursday.
Good morning. Okay, so today I'm taking it back to 1970. Gonna feature one of mine and Mark's favorite artists, the Guess Who. This song was inspired by when lead singer Randy Bachman was waiting outside of a venue to do a concert, and he was listening to a group of American 17, 18-year-olds discussing like being drafted and thinking about them running to Canada to escape being drafted and talking about how they didn't want to go to the killing floor, which was, you know, a.k.a. Vietnam. So, here is the Guess Who with No Time.
So, we are close to 5 seconds for $45. If you want to play, dial us 888-696-1003. Now, as we've done all week, we have been following the trial, which has now gone to the jury. And we are joined now from Premier by David Schultz. Good morning, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Were you a little surprised that the jury didn't come to a decision yesterday?
Actually, the more I thought about it, the less surprised I was. Because I think this is a really tough one. And for me, if I were on that jury, I'd really be scratching my head. I think there's no smoking gun. It depends on who you believe, who made the case better, whether there's going to be some juror who is going to kind of steer people in a certain direction. But just from the evidence that we got in the trial, it's really hard to tell. It depends, you know, whether you're prone to believe that, you know, Led Zeppelin had the access and the songs are similar, or maybe not. Did the defense prove that, there are plenty of songs that sound that way, that have those progressions, or do you listen to the plaintiffs? Attorney who says yes but, or actually the expert who said yes but, not so many songs, in fact no other songs are as close as those two. So it's a really tough one.
Do you expect a decision today?
I really don't know. I think it could go on for a while.
Well, we're going to have people standing by at the courthouse for the moment that the decision comes in so we can find out exactly where this is going to go. From Premier Radio News and Prep, David Schultz. And David, thank you for joining. And if you could, join us tomorrow.
Okay, I'm here.
Thank you, David.
Wow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brilliant. So now, Gina is on vacation, and Lucy Walsh came in on this program to promote her movie. She's an actress. And we had the best time, and I immediately told Danny, reach out to Lucy's people. I would love for her to come fill in while Gina's gone. And Lucy, along with being an actress, she's also a singer. And so we're going to hear her song, which was in the movie. Well, I'm sorry, I got a block on your movie.
Mother's Day. With Julia Roberts, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we'll hear that. But this is going on. Apparently, Ben Affleck was on an interview for the television show Any Given Wednesday, and he was defending Inflategate. Ben is a huge Boston fan, so obviously he's a Patriots guy. I haven't seen it, but Ben went on a tirade, apparently, a bunch of F-bombs, and people are saying he looked drunk. Let's see if he sounds drunk. We got three clips. Here's clip one.
Deflategate is the ultimate bull outrage of sports ever. It's so stupid that I can't believe you realize they gave him a suspension for a quarter of the regular season, which would be equivalent of suspending a baseball player for 40 days, 40 yeah. and a quarter days,
yeah.
to be exact, which is what they do for when you get busted taking steroids.
Right.
Which, and by the way, if the NFL had a real testing, if really knew how to test for steroids and HGH in the
They'd
NFL,
be in
there'd be no NFL.
Right.
There was some stumbling there.
Huh?
Here's clip two.
What they did was suspend Tom Brady for 4 days for not giving them his cell phone. That's and for having a friend who called himself the deflator. If I got in trouble for all the things that my friends called themselves, yeah. I would be finished, okay? I would never give the organization as leak-prone as the NFL my cell phone so you could just look through my emails and listen to my voicemail.
Especially the NFL, the league that leaks everything.
That's right. So first thing they're going to do is leak the... I don't know, maybe it's funny, lovely sex messages from his wife. Maybe it's just friendly messages from his wife. Maybe Tom Brady's so classy and yeah. such a gentleman that he doesn't want people to know that he may have reflected on his real opinion of some of his co-workers.
Wow.
Well, I'll say this. back in the day, I was on The Tonight Show, and they have in the green room liquor, bottles and bottles, because they want you loose.
Right.
They want you to come out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case on this show. Or maybe he's tired. I don't know. But there was some vocal stumbling there.
Wow. Yeah, there was some slurring. There was some, omitting of consonants, to put it nicely. Yeah, that's, oh, wow.
Lucy, yell for Danny.
Danny!
Yeah, perfect. All right,
get
so,
in here and get me more coffee.
Spoken like a diva. So now, Katie, chick on the street, my youngest daughter, and Danny are Disney files. Katie has turned him into one. There is huge news from Disneyland. Danny, share.
Disney's California Adventure has now changed Soarin' Over California to now Soaring Across the World.
Yes!
New, so it's a completely different show?
Same ride, but just new, you're flying over new parts of the world. New smells have been added. It's fantastic. Some polar bears.
Ooh. Polar bear smells?
Elephants. The smells of grass. I don't want to give too much away. Taj Mahal.
Right. Right.
Oh. What kind of grass?
As he continues to give stuff away.
Yeah.
Fresh cut grass?
It's awesome. No, fresh cut grass, Lucy. it's good.
But, wow, that's my favorite thing at Disneyland.
Yeah, I have one suggestion. They should definitely do a flying across Pyongyang, and we check into North Korea.
Yeah, can we put in our request? Yeah. I want to fly over the Holy Land.
Yeah, maybe some Fallujah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
5 seconds for $45.
Now, Lucy, this is a game that we play every day at this time.
Yeah.
And it's called 5 seconds for $5. The person, I'll ask the caller a question.
Uh-huh.
They have 5 seconds to answer it. If they get it, they get $5. If they don't get it, then tomorrow becomes 10 and
oh,
then
wow.
15.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So that's today, fun. It's $5, 5 seconds for $45.
Nice.
We go to Richard. He's calling from right here in L.A. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. How are you? Have you played this game before?
I haven't played it, but I've heard it a few times.
All right, nice. What do you do for a living?
I'm in computer forensics.
Sounds awful. Wow. Do you like it?
Sounds really...
It's interesting. I like it.
Confusing.
How much money do you make a year?
Almost enough to pay our bills.
Okay, well, that's good.
All right.
Say hi to Lucy.
Hey.
Hi, Lucy.
You're one of those smart people that knows stuff about computers.
Depends who you ask.
Are you married, Richard?
Yes, I am.
You got any kids?
I have 4 kids and 2 grandkids.
Oh, wow. Dude. Everybody's got grandkids but me.
My parents are saying the same thing.
Yeah, they're awesome. All
right, you got 4 kids, so which one's your favorite?
All of them.
Oh, come on.
That's a crap answer. Pick one.
No, it's true.
You have to pick one or you don't get the money.
So I guess I'm out $45 without embarrassing myself.
All right. Richard, here's your question. You're going to have 5 seconds to answer it. Josh will count you down. I wish you the best of luck. Are you a book knowledge guy? Do you know quite a bit of stuff?
My kids think I do.
Yeah, I think you're an idiot, but let's find out. Here we go. Here's your question. The Gobi Desert covers parts of Mongolia and what other country?
China. China.
His answer was China. Richard just earned $45.
Yeah!
Well done, Richard. Yay! Now, Lucy, be honest. Would you have known the answer to that?
No. No.
Congratulations, Richard. Thank you for listening to Mark in the Morning.
Thank you very much.
A horse is a horse. Actress Uma Thurman suffered some broken bones after she was thrown from a horse that she was riding. Oh, I got another one. She was too busy in here. I had to push 3 buttons. Says she was spotted earlier this week walking gingerly into a restaurant in St. Bart's. You got to be careful, man. I mean, I enjoy riding a horse.
I don't mess with horses. I had the worst experience of my life.
What was it?
Oh, my God. So one of my stepmoms down in, one of my many stepmothers down in San Diego has a horse ranch. And she has this horse that was very traumatized, had been abused. And she's like, let's go on a night ride. And I said, no, I don't mess with horses. And she talked me into it. I get on this horse, and it takes off. It just starts running, and it's pitch black. And I fall down the back of it. I'm dragging on the ground with my leg tied up somewhere in the saddle.
Oh, my God.
I'm lucky to be alive. And I didn't like riding horses before that, and it was the worst thing ever.
Did you sustain any injury?
No, I was scraped, but I was like so traumatized. It was the worst. That's I almost died. I mean, and it wasn't that long ago, so I don't mess with horses. Uma, I feel ya.
All right, now, I've never understood why classic rock artists make new music. Because, they become a greatest hits band that people go to see in concert. However, Def Leppard has released a video. The song is called Man Enough. And I will confess that I'm already a Def Leppard fan, like big.
Me too.
Always have been. My wife and I, our go-to weekend getaway is Santa Barbara. And from where we lived, it was about an hour. We would put on the album Hysteria and listen to it in its entirety as we drove to Santa Barbara. So, let's sample it. Here now is brand new Def Leppard, right. Man Enough. Just real simple and basic.
You got me in
a cold sweat with a lingering caress. A bullet in your chamber with no return address.
Voice sounds great.
You can keep a secret, then we can make a deal. Put your finger on your trigger and show me how you feel. When you move into the music, you got
all right. So if you have an opinion on it, 888-696-1003. Really like it.
Yeah, he's got that sexy voice.
All right. I had him on the show once, Joe Elliott, and I asked him, what was his guilty pleasure on his iPod? If I were to get on your iPod, what is the song that you would be most embarrassed by, your guilty pleasure? And he goes, dude, I'm not embarrassed by it. And Lucy, you may not even know what it is. He said, I've got the Osmonds' Crazy Horses on my iPod.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, now, Lucy, you may not know this, but we were just named as the FM home station to the Los Angeles Rams.
All right.
And I told my producer, Danny, get some Rams facts. And I meant facts about the football team. He got me facts about an actual ram, the the animal.
I
will share those with you at 20 minutes after 7. All right, as I was telling Lucy, by the way, Lucy Walsh is with us. She is an actress, and she's helping fill in while Gina's on vacation today and tomorrow. Yay. So I was telling Lucy that we were just named the FM home radio station of the Los Angeles Rams, and I told my producer, Danny, get me some Rams facts.
Yeah.
He thought I meant the animal, so I have about 6 fun facts about Rams, and we'll combine it with people who've called to give an opinion about the new Def Leppard. So here we go. Fun facts about Rams. Not to be confused with mountain goats, Rams can be identified by their long curved horns, long fur, and split hooves. Rams are typically 6 feet tall from head to tail, and they weigh 262 to 280 pounds.
Whoa!
Rams can jump 20 feet.
What?
And can run up a mountain at 15 miles an hour. Lucy's really enjoying these.
No, that is the funny. I don't know why I think that's so funny. It's ridiculous. Facts about Rams.
Let's go to Rams.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Richard. Richard, what do you think of the new Def Leppard song?
Richard. We need you, Richard.
All right, let's go down to Joe. Joe, what do you think of the new Def Leppard song?
Honestly, I was a little worried about it at first, but I like it a lot. You know, my first concert was Def Leppard Pyromania when I was 16 years old, and these guys were the same age I was on stage, and they just blew me away how good they were.
Wow.
Remember, the first time they came out with an album was like it was in 1980 when it did High and Dry. So these guys are professionals. These guys are really, really good. And show me how you feel.
If you just joined us, we're in the middle of fun facts about Rams, not the football team.
This is serious stuff, people. We need this information.
Rams are herbivores. They typically eat seeds, grass, and plants. Huh. One swallow of food isn't enough for these animals. They regurgitate their food into their mouths.
Lovely.
The regurgitated food is called cud. Then they will re-chew the food and swallow it once again. This is part of their digestive process. And rams fight for the right to mate with the female. The strongest rams of the herd will mate with the females. Mating season is called the rut, and it is in autumn. Hmm. Males are not usually strong enough to mate until they are at least 3 years old.
Fascinating. I'm going to use all this information next time I'm at a dinner party. Did you know?
I don't think anybody enjoyed those more than you, Lucy.
I love that. That is ridiculous. I need that piece of paper when I leave here.
All right. I think we all have one. A recent Reddit thread asked users to reveal the creepiest things their exes had ever done. These should make you feel a little better about your past relationship, or maybe not. Random side note said one of her exes asked her to throw up in a jar so that he could put the lid on and display the jar next to his books and knickknacks. Nick 131 says her ex used to take used condoms out of the trash and show them off to his friends. FlyStation says he had an ex who called her 30 times in 5 minutes because she wasn't answering his texts.
I did that one time. I know. That was a low point in my life.
Hannah X says her friend once found every photograph that her sister had ever posted on Facebook and saved it as a screenshot. And finally, Quatico says she had an ex who decided to stay at her place for an entire week without asking. And one day she got home, and he had rearranged all of the furniture in her home.
Ah.
Lucy, you said you had one.
Yeah, they're not that. That's like scary stuff. And this music is so scary. My thing that happened was I was in New York with my boyfriend and we were staying in a hotel. And I was in the shower and he went into my luggage, found my diary, read it. And I had written some really bad stuff about still being in love with another man.
Wow.
Trying to get over this other relationship. And then didn't bring it up until like 2 days later when we were in L.A. at dinner. And he started asking me questions and I just went into like, oh, my God. It was so evident that he had from the questions that he had read the diary. And
wow.
I was so freaked out. I literally never spoke to him again.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look.
I cut him off, and I because I was so embarrassed. That was it.
Yeah, but, I mean, of all things, your diary is the one place where only you and only you can go. I would have immediately stood up and just left.
Yeah, I was done. I was done. I was just done. Like, the invasion of privacy to me is such an important thing. Your mm-hmm. privacy, and I would never do that. Honestly, I'm not one of those girls that's ever gone into a phone. I have no interest in that. I believe that privacy is so important in a relationship. Not because you're trying to do anything deceitful. It's just that's important for everybody to have your safe place where you know that, you know.
You would never be able to trust him again, no question
never,
about it.
Never, never, never.
All right, I've got a pretty whack one, and I'll get to that in a minute. But if you have a creepy ex, something that your ex did that was creepy, we want to hear it. 888-696-1003.
I love that song.
If you just joined us, Lucy Walsh is in. Gina's on vacation, so Lucy is having the time of her life.
I am having the best time.
She came in to promote a movie she was in.
Mother's Day with Julia Roberts, yes.
And I liked her so much, I invited her to come back. So she'll be here today and tomorrow.
Yes.
So Lucy, this is a segment we call Three Reasons Today Doesn't Suck.
Why? Okay.
Love this next line.
Not much of a girlfriend, but never seemed to get along.
It was on this day back in 1979, Supertramp's Breakfast in America is the number one album in the country. This album was on my turntable for 2 years.
Wow.
Lucy, a turntable is this thing that you would put this big...
I know what a turntable is. Yes, thank you.
Sadly, it was on this day back in 2009, Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson's longtime sidekick and host of shows like Star Shirts, passed away at 86. Wow. When I was doing the Mark and Brian program, we had Ed on the show quite a few times. And we were out in the Mark and Brian Mobile, which is a 1956 convertible Cadillac. And we had top down. And we pulled up at a red light because we're broadcasting, and sitting next to us is Ed McMahon. He pulled his car over and got in with us and spent the rest of the morning broadcasting with us.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yes, so good.
3.
It was on this day back in 1993, Lorena Bobbitt of Virginia cuts off her sleeping husband's penis with a kitchen knife. She then drives off with the severed appendage in the seat next to her, and then she throws it out of the car window.
Lorena was a bad girl.
Police find it, they reattach it, and he then went into porn at one point.
Really? No, he didn't.
Uh-huh. No, he did. I think his only movie was Frankenpenis. I think that's what they called it.
Do you think she put the seatbelt over the penis?
I don't know if she was thinking that deep into it.
Yeah, a question did need to be answered, Mike, if you know what I'm saying. Let's see, where's my scary music? Did I get a ribbon? Oh, here we go. All right, the question is, what creepy thing did your ex do? Doyle has called. Good morning, Doyle.
Good morning, Mark. How in the hell are you?
Hi,
really,
Doyle.
Really good. So what creepy thing...
You and I met many years ago when you guys did the over and under show on Catalina.
Yep, I remember it well.
Do you remember a bar by the name of the Marlin Club?
No. Where's this going?
I don't know. Tell me the creepy thing your ex did.
One of my ex was so inherent that I marry her, she went out and bought a $4,000 engagement ring and then bought a wedding dress and said, I got to pay for them. Not going to happen.
Yeah, usually you want to run that by somebody before you go do it.
Very controlling women. It's not a good way to be.
So the topic is, what creepy thing did your ex once do? I was in college and I was dating this very beautiful girl, but we had not had the talk. Mm-hmm. The talk had not happened.
Mm-hmm.
We were just dating. So I, at one point, went to a fraternity party and I met a girl. She was from Miami and she was a slut. So she came back to my apartment and we were enjoying each other's company, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I lived in this apartment in the back. I had one window in the bedroom and it was about 6 feet up and it had a ledge, a brick ledge, 6 feet, maybe 7 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I am in mid bang and I look up at the window and the girl that I'm dating is staring. She had pulled herself up.
No.
And she sees it. So I get up, quickly put on clothes. I tell the girl, don't leave this room.
Did
and I shut the door.
Scream? I would scream.
Well, I mean, you can imagine, I just freaked out. I can still see her face. And so I go to the door.
Have nightmares. You wake up screaming.
So I go to the door, and there she is. And I'm saying, all right, look. We're not committed.
Look, how did you have the arm strength to pull yourself up that 7 feet?
But the only thing that got me out of it was that we had not had the commitment talk.
Right.
Okay, so I finish up with Miami. I then get
her
back.
You went back and finished up?
Of course.
Men. I'm telling you, men.
I'm in college.
Oh, my God.
Of course. But get this. It's a kicker. So I take her back to the fraternity house. I come back home. I'd been home maybe 30 minutes. It's the girl I'm dating, and she comes in, and it took about 10 minutes to where she made it clear she wanted to have sex.
Oh, my God. Music swell. That's creepy.
Now, Lucy Walsh is with us. She's an actress. She came in to promote her movie, and I loved her so much, I invited her back to host with me while Gina's on vacation. And you're knocking it out of the park, Lucy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Mark. I'm having the best time.
Now, and she'll be back tomorrow. Now, the topic that we're dealing with right now is, what creepy thing did your ex do? And I've got a creepy thing my mother did. Richard from La Puente, what creepy thing did your ex do, Richard?
Richard.
Hello.
Hello, Richard. Hello. You're on the radio. What creepy thing did your...
I barely hear you guys. Yeah, my ex, she...
Is she doing it to you now? Are you okay?
No,
do we
fine.
Need to come find you? Speak, Richard.
All right, you got it. She would regurgitate, like, basically mostly her meat or something like that she would eat. And it was, like, funny because after a year we were married, she would, we came back from the restaurant after we ate, like, about an hour later, I see her start chewing. And I'm like, what are you eating? And she's like, oh, I'm just eating the meat that I ate earlier.
She was
and I
eating
just like,
her cud.
Whoa, and she was like, blew my mind.
It was her cud like the Rams do.
Wow, I've never heard of such.
I was surprised because, you know, after the 17 years we were married, I've seen her do it, like, about 6 or 7 times.
That is so disgusting.
It just like totally freaked me out.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been a second time for me. I'm sorry. You're like a ram. You're regurgitating your food and chewing it again. I'm sorry. I'm out.
Don't throw up.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Now,
I gotta go.
The girl that I had in high school, my girlfriend in high school, we were together about 3 years, and we didn't have a big breakup. It just kind of ended.
Did you have the talk with her?
Yeah, we were committed. Yeah, we were committed. We were boyfriend and girlfriend. There was talk of a future one, but it just kind of dwindled. But my mother loved her. And so my mother, knowing clearly that we were no longer together, my mother, I came down the hallway to go to work, and my mother had invited her over. They're sitting in the living room. So obviously I have to walk in. Hey, and as soon as I'm standing there, my mother, I've got some errands to run. I'll see you guys later. She left us there to hopefully rekindle the relationship.
No.
Didn't ask me, didn't talk to me about it.
Oh, that is really scary. I don't know what I would do. That's such a betrayal. I'm sorry. I'm sure your mother's wonderful, but that is a betrayal.
Oh, trust me. We chatted.
That's not good.
All right. So now, and I think you're going to love this, Lucy. It is time for Dear Amy. This is kind of like Dear Abby, but it's a British version.
All right.
The girl writes in, I've been dating a nice guy for a month or so. Sex is good, and we're compatible in many other ways as well. He told me recently that he likes to wear diapers. He said he doesn't want me to do it with him, but that every once in a while he likes to wear them because they make him feel safe. He said that this odd behavior isn't sexual for him, but I have trouble believing that. I'm not sure how I feel about this. He also said that it embarrasses him and wishes that it wasn't something that he needed. If you have any insight into what to ask him or how to make sure I keep him satisfied sexually as we move forward, if we do, it would be appreciated. How would you react before I give you the advice of Dear Amy?
Yeah, I gotta go. that's not gonna work for me. He's got some stuff to handle before he attempts a relationship, I would say.
Dear Amy said, first of all, you shouldn't assume that potential new boyfriend or PMB is pooping his diapers. Most guys who are ABDL, adult baby diaper lovers, are interested only.
What? It's a thing?
Yeah, it has a name. Oh, dude, there's a series.
Wait, did you just call it? What's the abbreviation?
ABDL.
ABDLA would be the anonymous group for those people. I bet they have one.
Says most of them are only interested in wetting themselves, if that. It sounds like PMB is struggling with kink or sex shame. You have a hard time believing PMB when he says that it's nothing sexual about his diapers, and that makes two of us. So he may have told you there's nothing sexual about this thing for diapers because he thinks it makes it seem less sordid. Another clue that there's something sexual about this for diapers, not wanting you around when he wears them. Maybe diapers are something he enjoys during alone time. And she finishes up, your diaper thing doesn't bother me. Oh, no, she says, I would advise you to say some vaguely affirming things like, quote, your diaper thing doesn't bother me and wouldn't even if it were sexual without pressuring him to include you at diaper time. Don't rush things.
I'm speechless. That's a lot to take on.
Oh, it's, look.
I mean, what are you dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
as if,
you know,
a relationship isn't tough enough.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is it either creeps you out or it doesn't. And I don't think that I would be cool with it either. That's
I would be cool with it for a second. That would totally, no way.
Yeah. And, imagine him having to say it to her.
That's the weird part. I mean, how can you say that? I mean, I can't judge here. I don't know. I've never heard of that, but how can you say that with a straight face? I need my alone time so I can wear my diaper. It's not you, it's me, and wow.
I think Lucy needs to move on. Just can't handle this. Now, I read last week a list of the richest athletes in the world. This guy is the richest. He's a soccer player. He made $80 million last year alone. There is dropping a mic, and then there's tossing a mic into the lake. Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese soccer star, was in France when he was approached by a TV reporter who put a mic in his face and asked about the upcoming game with Hungary. Ronaldo apparently didn't feel like talking. He grabbed the mic from the reporter and threw it in the lake without breaking stride.
Nice.
I love that.
I love that.
That is just some attitude.
Yeah.
An Australian woman got a very rude but unfortunately non-venomous awakening earlier this week when she opened her eyes to find a 16-foot python slithering through her bedroom. She, of course, chronicled the wild scene on Facebook, writing, "It's huge. I have it locked in my bedroom waiting for help." But here's where it gets strange. This wasn't just some snake that randomly wandered into her house. She had seen it before and took a photograph of it back in 2012. She even named it Monty. The woman believes that the snake had been living inside her roof for 10 years and made frequent trips to her pool for a sip of water.
Oh.
Do you have a critter story, Lucy?
Well, my brother is obsessed with snakes, and he handles like very wealthy people's snakes and reptiles for them. It's a weird job, but he goes to people's houses. So he keeps snakes in his room. He's got a whole wall of shelves that he's built for his snake cages.
Oh.
And they're in there, and it is so gross to me. But I've had a couple friends, girls too. I have a really good friend, actress, who loves snakes and has one in her room. It's bizarre. I don't like it.
Now, are your brother's snakes poisonous?
I don't know. Gonna have to ask him.
Yeah, I would want that information.
Yeah, I mean, and he's got like scorpions and crazy things that.
See, I need a pet to give me affection.
Right.
And there's
kind
nothing.
Kind of the point, right?
Dude, I was walking back from the air conditioner equipment, and as I came around the corner, there was a 4-foot-long black snake crawling into my shrubs.
Oh, my God.
And just as I'm trying to decide, do I tell my wife about it, he stuck his head out of the shrub.
And looked at you.
No, he was just looking around, and yeah. I got his picture, and I put it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. I hate snakes.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll have your brother on this show, and I'm going to have to speak with him.
Yeah, you'll love him. He's got crazy stories. When I was young, we had a pond on our property, and I would fish. I was like the master fish woman. And there was a huge snake staring at me when I turned around one time. Just
snakes.
Coiled up. Rattlesnake.
Snakes. No, 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 no.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Now, Todd, I didn't see it, but the Dodgers win on an error in the ninth.
It was an unbelievable play, Mark. Hey,
wow.
First off, though, okay, Ben Affleck, I was listening to that, you know, bit earlier. He was not drunk.
Come on!
He was channeling his inner Foster Brooks. Now, come on, you know. And for you young kids out there, ask your parents. All right, here we go. The Dodgers won 4-3. You know, there's bad days. You have a bad day sometimes, then you have a really bad day. Well, a center fielder for the Washington Nationals, Michael Taylor, he batted 5 times last night against the Dodgers. He struck out all 5 times. And
wow.
Then in the bottom of the ninth inning with a runner on first, Yasiel Puig gets a single to center field. It goes right through him. It goes right past him. And Puig circles the bases and scores the winning run on a 3-base error.
I played baseball my entire life, even into high school. And one of the biggest and simplest rules of sports is to keep your eye on the ball. Mm. But yet you see guys at the pro level not remember that. It's just like this guy was probably already thinking, I'm going to get up and I'm going to hit my cutoff guy, and he took his eyes off of it.
It's exactly what happened. If you saw it, it looked like a little league play in the big league. So, yeah. But anyway, the Dodgers win 4-3, and they won 6 in a row. Yes, Lucy?
Maybe his ex had done something creepy to him that morning.
There you go.
It happened to us all.
And this is a good story, and I guess this is happening regularly. Bryce Harper, the great player for the Washington Nationals, before the game he went up to visit Vin Scully, because obviously this is Vin Scully's last year of broadcasting the Dodgers games, and they exchanged stories back and forth, and Vin Scully told Bryce Harper who his favorite player was, and Vin Scully's favorite player is Mel Ott, the former great New York Giant ball player. So, I mean, of course, Vin goes way back. He's 88 years old, but he says, Mel Ott was my favorite player. Used to always try to imitate him when I was a kid trying to play baseball. So I thought a sweet story. Angels, meanwhile, they just continue to sink. They lost. They lost 3-2. They've lost 3 in a row. They're 15.5 games out of first place, and they just show no life. Mm-hmm. They just show no spark, no life. Now the Cubs lost 3 in a row. They got swept by the Cardinals 7-2. Cards beat them last night 7-2. And Jake Arrieta now 11-2 on the season. He lost that game. And by the way, the deadline for the All-Star game voting is rapidly approaching. And so far, right now, the entire Cub infield will be in the All-Star game. So So all four players will be up from Cubs on the infield. Now to the NBA draft tonight, Mark. And the number one pick is supposed to be Ben Simmons going to Philadelphia. The number two pick, the Lakers, in all likelihood, will select Brandon Ingram from Duke. He is 6'10" tall, 196. Yes, he is lean. He is lean. But listen to this. He has a wingspan of 7'3". So if you stick your arms out, you know, sideways, from span to span, 7'3". What a wingspan.
Good God.
Mine's like 2 feet.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So, and he actually plays what they call a small forward, you know, 7'3" wingspan. It's still a small forward. And that's really what the Lakers do need. They got Julius Randle, a power forward. They've got their guards, D'Angelo and Jordan Clarkson. And now with Brandon Ingram, that should be a good
Todd game. I wanted to make a comment. Seeing the pictures of the 1.3 million fans in the streets of Cleveland to celebrate with their parade. Yeah. You know, it's times like that where we realize what sports does for us as fans. And I experienced that with my Auburn Tigers the year that we won the national championship. And I'm really... Cleveland deserved this, and it was just a night of wonderful, warm celebration in Cleveland.
You know, Mark, there's so many things in life that divide people, okay? Yeah. But sports unites people.
It's true. It absolutely true.
It really does. And there's a big trade already in the NBA today. The Knicks trade Robin Lopez, Jose Calderon, and Jerrion Grant to the Bulls for former MVP Derrick Rose, Justin Holiday, and a second-round pick. Derrick Rose has hardly played about the last 4 or 5 years, though he's always getting injured, so we'll see how that works out for the Knicks. NHL news. Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks, the Hart Trophy winner, the MVP. And listen to this, and I think this will open the doors for the Raiders to go to Las Vegas, because the NHL awarded an expansion team to Las Vegas, the first major sports franchise to go to Las Vegas. And now that kind of taboo barrier of going to Sin City and gambling capital has been broken down by the NHL, you watch, the Raiders will go there too. NFL news now, and Johnny Manziel was in a car wreck in Dallas, but get this, it looks like it's not his fault. Apparently he was T-boned and the other driver left the scene. So there you go. Now Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant got a lawsuit from a former landlord. The landlord claims that Dez Bryant caused $60,000 damage to this residence, which reminds me of the Bill Murray quote and line from the movie Stripes. I want to party with you, cowboy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just amazing. Yeah. And then finally, a former Cowboy running back, Joseph Randle, his third felony charge in the state of Kansas, this one for threatening a deputy while jailed on other charges that were also
can't do that.
Felony charges. You can't do that.
It's just not advised.
It's not. Hey, Mark, that does it for sports, brought to you by beautiful Valencia's own Frontier Toyota. Joe Queso, Bob Corson, they're waiting there for you. Now is the time. 0% interest on selected vehicles. Check them out. Remember, always mention when you go to Frontier Toyota, always mention The Sound.
Coming up, chick on the street continues to try to find the fastest fast food. She heads to Taco Bell. That's 20 minutes after 8. All right, so Lucy Walsh is in here. Gina's on vacation, and Lucy was kind enough to agree to do today and tomorrow. And I just want to tell all of you, this girl has not stopped eating from the moment that the show began. She has downed a bagel, meat, cheese, and she eats fast food, all this, and she weighs about 90 pounds.
Yeah, I know. I'm very blessed, and I don't work out.
Yeah, it's pissing me off.
Sorry.
In this hustle and bustle, gritty city, sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat, meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
All right, right, Katie is trying really hard to find the fastest fast food. Today, she heads to Taco Bell. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Hello. I'm at Taco Smell, as it's written here on my piece of paper from Daniel. Alrighty, so I told him that I was looking over the menu, but here we go. Hello, good morning. My name's Katie. Your voice is on the air. I'm from Mark in the Morning. I'd love to order some breakfast. Hello, good morning. I'd like some breakfast, please. Your voice is on the air.
They're calling the police right now.
Because I'm doing a morning radio show, and I just wanted to get some breakfast on the air. Is that cool with you?
No.
Well,
he didn't even think about it.
No. Okay, so I can't have breakfast.
No, you can order. I just don't want to be on the air.
Okay, Mark in the Morning, what do I do here, guys?
Order the food.
Okay, then I have to put the mic down.
Yeah, order the food, and then just don't talk to him when you get up to the thing.
So I will have a breakfast soft taco. bacon. Can I have hash brown? And coffee. Just like four.
Four of
each? Yeah, sure.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Receipt!
Yeah.
Receipt.
I have to get to the window in order to ask for the receipt.
Well, don't just go to the window and just don't ask him questions. He says he didn't want to, so don't ask him questions. Just tell us what's going on.
Okay.
Are you pulling around?
Yeah, sorry. We're turning the corner and there's a window that's blacked out, so it's not that window. Okay, here we go. And we're at the window. All right, I'm going to put it in my... Putting the mic in my crotch. Oh, geez.
No, Katie, you have to talk into the mic. Don't ask him questions.
Okay. I'm just afraid he's going to see the mic and get mad at me.
No, he's not.
He can't.
He doesn't know what's going on.
He can't prevent you from talking into the mic. Just don't talk to it.
This is true. Okay, he hasn't come to the window yet. He's chilling by the soda machine.
He's calling the police.
They have a thing called Rockstar Punch Freeze. That sounds cool.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Lucy, this is my youngest daughter, Katie.
Here you go. There's the coffee.
Is she a redhead?
Yes.
I am a redhead.
So am I.
You're a natural redhead, yes?
Almost.
What does almost mean?
Well, I'm a little embellished, a little heightened, if you will.
Thank you so much. Okay, now stop the clock.
Wow.
All right.
1:08.
Is that our best time yet?
That is the record by 41 seconds, which was Burger King before.
All right, so what are the times? Do you have the four times?
Yeah, okay, so Burger King was 1:49. Carl's Jr. was 3:42. Jack in the Box was 4:04. Damn. And now Taco Bell, 1:08.
Wow. All right, now Katie is going to rush over to Burger King. Burger King is selling, get this, a Cheeto hollowed out and stuffed with macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Huh?
Sounds
and she's
going to
go, Danny, was that you? That's a Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
No, it wasn't Scooby-Doo. I was going, huh? Mac and Cheetos?
All right, so Katie, get over to Burger King and get those Cheetos, and then we'll all try them.
Okay, you hear this sound?
Receipt.
That would be my receipt.
And a receipt at Burger King.
Okay, receipts everywhere.
Thank you, Katie.
You're my angel.
And you thought your parents did embarrassing things. A 48-year-old Utah father did not seek his permission before his son's permission before taking out a full-page ad in an Idaho newspaper seeking a wife for his son. Barron Brooks says the 900 full-page ad that ran Saturday in the paper was written and paid for by his 78-year-old father, Arthur. The ad purports to be written from Brooks' perspective and specifies his wife will be between the ages of 34 and 48, but that can be flexible. It adds, you will be attractive with height and weight proportionate, and that the potential wife should be willing and able to have kids as soon as possible and act as a stay-at-home mom. Brooks said the ad is not out of character for his neurotic and passive-aggressive father, who is described as nuts and akin to Larry David's character from Curb Your Enthusiasm. This guy wants grandkids in a bad, bad way.
Sounds like what your mom did to you in the living room with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Now, Gina is on vacation, and joining me today and tomorrow is Lucy Walsh. She is an actress. She came in to promote her movie Mother's Day, and I liked her so much that I invited her to come and sit in for Gina while she's away. And you've done a great job.
I'm having such a good time.
I'm sorry that we periodically have to have you put your food down so we can talk on the radio.
I know, it's so annoying. Yeah. But I just found all these musical instruments over by my microphone, so I'm having a good time over here.
Now, the movie she came in to promote is called Mother's Day, directed by my buddy Gary Marshall. He is the greatest guy. I've known Gary for 30 years, and he has always been just the warmest, nicest, kindest guy.
He really is.
And I have to assume he's the same way on a set.
Oh, he's great on a set. He comes from television, so he moves pretty quick.
Yep.
But he knows exactly what he's doing, and he takes such good care of his actors. He took such good care of me in the movie. I got such great shots and so much screen time, and he just made sure that I was taken care of the whole time.
Well, see, the problem with working with someone like Gary is that it's such a wonderful experience that when you get to a set, in many cases, a movie set that is troubled and everybody hates everybody and, you know, there's drama and, you know, it's crap. Anyway.
Yeah, you got to learn how to work with any kind of director, you know, so that you can make things go right. That's what you have to do as an actor. You know, you have to make sure that everything goes right and that you do your job.
Are you okay at getting yelled at?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my coach, Gloria, is so tough. She's so tough. She's a relentless bee. I won't say the word on air.
You can.
But that's the great thing about having a tough coach is that you're able to handle anything that comes at you.
Right.
You know, and you have to be really strong to be in this business.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out because Lucy has a song that she recorded for Mother's Day, for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for sale on iTunes. So first of all, we're going to sample it. What's the name of the song?
Winter Coat.
Here is Lucy Walsh with some of Winter Coat.
Check in the pocket of your winter coat when you're by yourself. A little gold locket attached to a note. It's for you and no one else. It's probably best if you just read the letter and let this go. 'Cause my phone is off and I'm halfway to Europe, so let me go.
Very, very nice, Miss Walsh.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited it ended up in the movie.
Now, how did it turn out that happened?
Yeah, they asked, Gary, loving as he is, asked for a few of my songs that they could choose from to place somewhere in the movie, and I gave him a couple, and he loved that one, and he put it in one of Julia Roberts' scenes.
All right, everybody listening, go to iTunes and buy this song because Lucy is dead broke. She's still
That's why
living
I'm
with
eating,
her dad.
You know, my food and tinfoil from home that I made at 4 o'clock this morning. I'm definitely a starving artist. So my song Winter Coat from the movie Mother's Day is on iTunes. Just type in my name, Lucy Walsh. And you can follow me, anybody listening, follow me right now on social media. I'm The Lucy Walsh on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, The Lucy Walsh.
And you have a phone call. Lisa from Texas has called. Lisa, you're on the air with Lucy.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lucy.
What's going on, girl?
Yes. I'm sorry, what?
What's going on?
I'm not much, just driving down the road listening to you guys. Nice. I didn't realize y'all were 2 hours behind us here in the Lone Star State.
Yep, we are.
Yep, it's good to finally get to hear your voice other than recording.
Yeah, you too. Good to talk to you. Stay in touch. Follow me on social media and keep in touch.
Well, I'm the president of your fan club that's on the
Facebook.
Oh, my
God, you are?
Yep, that's
me. Why didn't
you
say so? My God, we've interacted before for sure. Thanks for everything you do.
Oh, yeah, that's me, the Lucy Walsh fans and friends. I'm the president of that group.
Well, you're really making it.
I'm the nut that calls your dad Uncle Joe.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you freak him out.
Because Joe Walsh, he is like the nutty uncle that everybody wants. And I got to see him in Dallas back in May, and I turned over to the security guard a little rubber ducky because I'd heard that he collected them. And yeah. I wrote a little message, hi, Uncle Joe, and they handed it over to Marjorie.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they were thinking, this woman's a nut for handing me a rubber ducky at a concert.
Well, Lucy, or Lisa, thank you for the call. I'm sure Lucy appreciates it, too. Too many L words.
Yeah, keep that fan group growing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Katie just walked in, and we'll try these next break. She went to Burger King. Because Burger King right now is selling a Cheeto hollowed out, and then they put macaroni and cheese inside the Cheeto. So when we come back, we'll all try it and see what we think. That's coming up on Mark in the Morning.
It smells sinful.
Oh, it's another fresh new morning.
Taco Bell, Taco Bell.
All right, so chick on the street who is trying to find the fastest fast food went to Taco Bell this morning. She always brings the food back to Mikey, who's going to sample it. Now, this basically, she's going to get the breakfast biscuit sandwich version of each of these fast food places. What is this one called?
I have no idea. Soft taco,
breakfast
I think.
Taco.
Breakfast soft taco.
All right. Dig in. Now, yesterday's was your favorite so far.
Yeah. So here, I'm a little afraid. I haven't had Taco Bell in about 15 years.
Good luck.
Mmm.
Mm. A really big bite.
It's not real bacon.
How do you know?
It tastes like bacon bits. And it looks like bacon.
Is it pet food?
They took bacon bits and like put it in the fryer with the eggs. I'm convinced it's not real bacon. It's bacon
bits. Does it taste good?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Take another huge bite.
Oh, it's amazing. Really good.
You almost finished the whole thing in two
bites. Good job, Taco Bell.
Now, yesterday was your favorite. Does this one top that?
No, yesterday was the best. Yesterday was the muffin. What was it? The biscuit. The biscuit, I don't remember what it was called, but it was on a biscuit. The biscuit made the sandwich good.
Where was it from?
Carl's Jr.
Okay. Mm. So far it's Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted by how good this is.
Now, Katie stopped off at...
Have it your way. Have it your way.
Now, the cool thing of it is that Burger King is now selling, get this... A Cheeto that's been hollowed out and stuffed with macaroni and cheese. And the room is full. Josh the Fleeganator, Michael, Lucy, Danny.
Oh, my God. Okay, these look like...
Oh.
That's Josh.
This is the greatest morning surprise I've ever
these
had.
These look like fingerling potatoes.
Take one
that are neon
down,
orange.
Yeah, they're disturbingly orange.
Yeah, they're very orange.
All right, so everybody on the count of three.
They're hard. They're crispy.
So Cheetos with macaroni and cheese inside. On three, everybody bite. One, two, three.
Mm. Oh,
no. Oh, my God. No. No.
Wow.
It's neon orange on the outside and neon yellow on the inside. No.
I don't know how I feel right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel good.
I wouldn't say I feel good either.
I don't feel good.
I don't think good is the word
for it. It's not moist enough. It's like crumbling up dry in my mouth.
That was crazy. That was amazing.
Well, here, finish off mine.
It doesn't go down smoothly. No. It takes a lot of effort.
Creamier.
I feel
swallow.
Like I have spackle in my throat.
Yeah.
And also, it's
coating,
make,
coating the back of my mouth.
Yeah. It's going to make your crap orange.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Now, can you taste the macaroni and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just taste cheese.
I don't know if I want to take another bite.
Lots of different cheese.
Yeah.
Dry, wet.
It's like floury and
very
green.
Floury.
Well, when we ordered it, she laughed at us.
She
goes, what, you want two? And then she laughed.
Well, now, in this little thing, there's one, two, three, four. There's five pieces in this one order.
So, Lucy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, rate the Cheeto.
I'd say a 1.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so you really don't like it.
I don't really like it, no. I mean, maybe if you put a hot sauce all over it.
It looks very organic.
Oh, yeah.
Is Uncle Joe trying
Uncle
it?
Uncle Joe's trying it. He's contemplating. His eyes are squinting.
Josh, you rate it from 1 to 10. 10 being the best.
Like 2.
Thank you. Katie? I'm not alone.
How could you get your mouth open to talk after you're eating it?
Oh, now I'm dealing with the aftertaste.
It's bad.
Katie, not good. What do you rate it?
Like a 1. That was awful.
Yes!
That was bad.
Okay.
It was bad.
Not good.
All right, so now I'm going to have to find one so I can try it and see if I agree with everybody. All right, so if you want to try it, it is a Cheeto filled with macaroni and cheese at Burger King. Go get you some. All right, let's get Peter Burton up here. Peter Burton is the general manager of this radio station, and I can really sum up what Peter is like. One day on the show, I had said something that a group of people complained about, and then later in the day, I get an email from Dave Beasing, and he said, Peter and I would like to schedule a talk with you, a phone call. So as soon as we got on the phone with him, I said, I know what this is about. And Peter goes, what is it about? And I said, that group that complained. And Peter said, F them. Who gives a F what they are calling about? That's not what I'm calling about. That sums up Peter Burton. Now, Peter had a good week. It has been Peter who has been working diligently for the past few months trying to secure the Rams and us being the FM representation. And the games are going to be on the air. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good. I like your lilac shirt.
You do.
Only real men can wear lilac.
And apparently I smell like grapefruit, according to Mike.
That's right.
You do. It's great.
You've got it all going on today.
Yeah. So yesterday we spoke with Vince Ferragamo, and then Peter spoke later in the day with Vince. We may be able to work out a thing where Vince can do a weekly chat about the Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to have the Rams. We've been working on this deal in conjunction with ESPN for the last 4 months, and it finally came to fruition last week. Dealing with an NFL franchise is quite tough. But the Rams are amazing. Their front office is amazing. The people who are working on the deal with us were great. Just fantastic to work with. Very, very smooth, straightforward. And I can't think of too many things that are more exciting about getting the Rams back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So it's just something. It's something that I wanted really badly for this radio station. And I competed against a rock station in San Diego who had an NFL franchise, the Chargers, and I did not on a rock station, and that was not fun.
So the games will be broadcast FM here and then on AM on ESPN.
Correct.
And so those are the two radio stations that will carry these games. Have the Rams made a decision on who's going to be doing play-by-play and color and all that?
They're talking to a couple of different people. I'm not sure at this point, but we will be carrying the full pregame, the full in-game, and the postgame, and we will be the only FM station that you can receive that on. So we're the official FM home of the Los Angeles Rams, and there will not be an affiliate in San Diego. So our signal goes all the way into San Diego, so for those that are listening to us in San Diego and will become or have been Rams fans over the years and were way back when they were here in Anaheim, you'll be able to hear them on our station.
So is there anything that you haven't mentioned about the Rams being on 100.3 The Sound that we haven't talked about yet?
No. It's you can get the Rams here. You're going to get hopefully Vince Ferragamo here in the mornings with Todd. Which is exciting. A Rams report on Mondays and Fridays is what we're looking to do. You're going to get a lot of activity around the Rams, lifestyle around the Rams, and obviously the games. But you know, we're still going to be all about the music around the Rams. So that's who we are.
A lot going on here.
As always, good to chat with you.
Great chatting with you guys. Lucy, very nice meeting you.
Too,
glad
Peter.
You came in. And I don't miss Gina as much. Having
oh, stop it. We love Gina.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too, Peter. Now, if you just joined us, Lucy Walsh is filling in for Gina. She's on vacation. And since we've been eating food today, I thought it'd be a good time to present this.
Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it.
Here's a rundown of some insane eating challenges that almost nobody has won. First, the Squeeze In Burger Patty Record Challenge. The current record at the Squeeze In Sacramento is a burger with 17 patties, 17 slices of cheese. So if you want to beat the record, you're looking at a burger with 18 patties, 18 slices. Good luck.
Oof.
Next, the Kids Breakfast Challenge. This is presented by Jester's Diner in England. It requires you to eat 9 pounds of sausage, bacon, eggs, toast, butter, and fried bread, among many things. It's called the Kids Breakfast because at 9 pounds, it is the size of an actual kid.
Oh, my God. Someone's done that?
Yeah, they said nobody has,
but they've tried. Oh, my God.
Now, once, you've seen Danny, my producer, this morning.
Yeah.
Once, when I was at KLOS, the In-N-Out truck came out and parked in the back. Danny ate 4 double-doubles in the space of an hour.
Was he intoxicated?
No. He is capable of eating large amounts of food. His favorite sport is competitive eating.
Oh, my God.
And the last one is the Inferno Bowl Challenge. When you visit Natalie's in St. Petersburg, Florida, consider ordering the Inferno Bowl, which is a 48-ounce bowl of soup made with a variety of hot peppers, including the legendary ghost pepper. Only one person has succeeded in finishing the soup in over 7 years.
Now, do you like spicy?
I love spicy, but this ghost pepper...
Yeah, if you would you do that?
Oh, no, no.
Are if you into, like, putting the hottest pepper in your mouth and seeing what happens?
No. No, this ghost pepper, if you even touch it, you've got to wash your hands.
Right, and then, of course, you're going to accidentally put your fingers in your eye, and then you're screwed.
Not my thing, no. That wraps it for a Thursday. Lucy and I will be back tomorrow. We welcome Uncle Joe. He's got a 10 at 10 for us.
Well, indeed I do. And the year we're featuring is the year that Led Zeppelin and The Who and Jethro Tull, biggest music acts in the world. Great stuff. I got that lined up for you. Care to guess? The movie was Billy Jack. That's your cue. That's your cue.
We're 72 then.
Very close. 1971. 1971 is the year we're featuring coming up in the Sounds 10 at 10.
Tomorrow, we welcome in Gray Drake. She'll tell us all about the new films that are in the box office. We continue. Chick on the Street looks for the fastest fast food. 5 seconds for $5. And Lucy Walsh is back in the room with us.
Woo-hoo!
Mikey!
I need to let the sun beat down upon my face. Here's Kashmir, Led Zeppelin, Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great. But have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.